Luke chapter 2 and verse 41. And his parents went yearly to Jerusalem at the feast of the Passover. And when he was 12 years old, and they went up to Jerusalem according to the custom of the feast, and had completed the days, as they returned, the boy Jesus remained behind in Jerusalem, and his parents knew not of it. Supposing him to be in the company that journeyed together, they went a day's journey and sought him among their relations and acquaintances. Not having found him, they returned to Jerusalem seeking him. And to pass after 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the teachers and hearing them and asking them questions. Very simple impression as to the fact that the parents of the Lord Jesus, they went away a day's journey without acknowledging him or knowing that he was with them. Now just my concern is the danger of us going on in our Christian pathway and going on with a form of Christianity and yet without the reality of a living link with the Lord. Mm-hmm. There's such a very great danger for us, I believe, in the present day of settling down. Mm. We read last week in Genesis of Jacob and his journey back to Bethel, how he stopped off on his journey at Shechem and made himself at home there, built himself a house and made booths for his cattle. And as we remarked last week, typical to us of a Christian settling down in the world and making himself at home in the world. He prospered well in his business and things seemed to be going well for him, but we know that that move that he made to settle down in Shechem ended in disaster. Mm. Disaster for his family, disaster for him, and two, a shame on the testimony. That's the danger of the believer settling down in the world. And I'm sure we're all very well aware of that danger. Mm. It's quite obvious to us, I think, and Scripture's very plain as to the danger of settling down in the system of the world that is around us, in which we are to pass through but to take no active part. Mm. However, my impression from this Scripture is the danger more so with us of losing out in relation to our current link with the Lord. His parents had gone up to Jerusalem with him as they did year by year, and they continued in the feast, and they would have been good Jews without doubt. But then it comes about that they left Jerusalem on the way home. There was a whole day's journey without realising that the Lord wasn't with them. And I just want to use that as a picture to us of how it's possible for us to go a day's journey without the Lord. I'm sure most of us know something of this experience of finding a day or maybe 2 days, maybe three have gone past, and you know we've missed out on our link with the Lord. One of the easiest things for the Christian to give up, I believe, is prayer. Specifically in the morning, you know, we get up and we often speak about the need to pray and to read in the morning. And I think sometimes we make excuses for ourselves. We say, well, you know, we're very busy and it's good just to get a few moments. I think we need to be careful that we don't excuse ourselves, quiet ourselves or accept just a few moments of the Scriptures and in the presence of the Lord. It's very important for the believer in his Christian pathway to maintain communion with the Lord. Mm-hmm. It's something that's very easy to give up or to lose. Things in Christianity, I think, it's we don't lose them all at once. If we're going to downhill in Christianity, it tends to be a gradual process. I think it's been remarked many times in Hebrews how the downward process is illustrated there. Begins in chapter 2, I think it is, with slipping away. And then you go on to chapter 6 and we have falling away. Until finally, near the end of the book, we have turning away. The deliberate almost turning away from the Lord. That's a challenge to us because it's very easy for us in our Christian pathway to take that downward slippery slope, as people call it. Talk about the thin end of the wedge. And yet, you know, it's very easy to start on that process. Mm. It's very striking, I think, as we often remark in Revelation, the first church addressed is Ephesus. Mm. And what a fine company they were. Mm. They had so much that was right and so much that the Lord commends. And yet he says to them, thou hast left thy first love. Mm. That was the first downward movement, the first step in departure. Mm. And it's very much the same for us. I know that was to a company, and it's true to a company, but it's true to a believer. Mm. If we leave our first love, we're on starting on that road of departure. Mm. And so I just wanted to use this illustration here, just as a challenge to us, you know, mm. as to maintaining the reality of our link with the Lord. Mm. It's very interesting, you know, they discovered that they'd left him, that they'd lost the Lord Jesus. And so their parents go back to Jerusalem. It takes them 3 days to find him. Mm. And you know, if we do get away from the Lord, well, there is a way back. Mm. We can search for him and get back into his presence. And we have these 3 days here. It speaks to me, you know, in this picture, just of the exercise that may be required of us. Mm. It required maybe some repentance, some going over things, to find out what it is that has caused us to get away from the Lord and to find our way back to him. Mm. Or maybe be challenged that we don't take this pathway away, but that we may be kept near to the Lord Jesus. Mm. This is a lovely passage, you know. Mm. Goes on, doesn't it? Like, where did they find him? They found the Lord sitting in the midst of the teachers, mm. hearing them and asking them questions. Mm. We have so little, you know, in the scriptures of that precious childhood and youth of the Lord Jesus. As we're often reminded how the Father could open the heavens upon him, the beginning of his public testimony, this is my beloved Son in whom I have found my delight. Mm. But here, this lovely picture of the Lord sitting there, you can see him sitting amongst all those teachers, asking questions and speaking to them, you know. How lovely to think of him here. And he says to his parents, wist ye not that I must be about my Father's business? Mm. Think of that. He had that certainty, you know, even at the age of 12 years old, that he was here as under the will of his Father and wholly committed to that will. Mm. It's lovely to think of the Lord Jesus, you know, in that way, wholeheartedly committed to the will of God. Or to think of that centurion, you know, he could speak of him, say, and say, I too am a man under authority. Mm. As he looked at the Lord Jesus, he could see one who was here as under the direction of his Father, mm. as under the direction of another. Mm. And then, you know, it goes on, doesn't it, the next passage in that chapter, in that passage in Luke, there he goes through to that city of Nain. Mm. I love to think of that, you know. How was it that the Lord Jesus arrived at Nain just as that funeral cortege was coming out of the city? How was it that just at that right moment the Lord could arrive there so that he would meet the need of that poor widow woman, mm. while he'd been directed to the Father? Mm-hmm. Well, lovely to see him here, you know, in his pathway, mm-hmm. as under the will of his God and Father. Mm. Well, I'm just digressing somewhat, but I was just really challenging us. It wasn't to be critical of the parents of the Lord exactly. It was just to take this picture and to use it to illustrate for us how easy it is for us to go on in a system of things, and in a form of Christianity. You know, everything might look right on the outside, mm. but you know, we might be missing that vital spark of a link with the Lord. Mm. Here they'd gone up to Jerusalem, they'd had the feast. Everything was as normal, but the Lord Jesus wasn't with them. Mm. What a challenge to us then, isn't it? That we don't be that we're not going on with a form of Christianity, mm. a round of meetings, you know, enjoying the company of the brethren, mm. and yet, you know, without the presence of the Lord with us. Amen. May we be exercised and challenged to make sure, you know, that we're firm in our link with the Lord, mm. as we tread our pathway here. For his name's sake. Amen.